chats with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh,
John,
what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I have a message for our men and women in blue. The weight of the badge is heavy, but your financial burden doesn't have to be. We at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate your service to our communities. As a thank you, each law enforcement officer who purchases or refinances their home with Alabama Home Mortgage will receive a $500 gift card at closing. You heard me right, $500. We have had the honor of working with countless hometown heroes. You should be the next. What are you waiting for? Just the other day, a Montgomery police officer refinanced his mortgage with Alabama Home Mortgage. He lowered his interest rate by an entire point and received $10,000 in cash to pay off credit card debt. In addition, he skipped 2 months' mortgage payments. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You deserve the best. Call the mortgage company that appreciates you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage right now. Madeline and I are standing by, ready to assist you. Call 567-4223 or visit us at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 15. 86368, Equal Housing Lender.
Action, adrenaline, big wrecks, and even bigger laughs. The 2020 SLE Rodeo is bringing the best in bucking stock, featuring five-time PRCA Stock Contractor of the Year, Frontier Rodeo Company, and specialty acts by hometown rodeo clown Trent McFarlane and a team of monkeys riding border collies. That's right, we said big laughs were in store. Don't miss out on the action. We'll see you at the Garrett Coliseum, March 19th through 21st. Visit SLERodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with the rain and storms yet. In fact, showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight and through tomorrow morning, with locally heavy downpours at times. Some storms strong, possibly severe. Damaging wind gusts are possible. The low temperature tonight will drop to about 51. Tomorrow, look for the rain to end by about, let's say, lunchtime. The sun is back out on Friday. Friday's high is 62. Looks like a beautiful weekend shaping up with plenty of sunshine. We'll be teasing 70 degrees by Sunday. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Get it on your phone now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's a good female name for a storm?
Jaqueline.
I like that. I just drove through Hurricane Jaqueline on the way into the radio station. Man, just as I'm leaving, I look at the radar and this big red wall forms. And it was like Monsoon City all the way in. And zooming out on the Live in Fear Doppler, before we get started here, there's plenty more moving in from western Alabama and even Mississippi. at 3:06. We've got something brand new to start the show with in 30 seconds.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Play it.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm best equipped to beat Donald Trump. That's what your poll said.
Vice President Biden, why are you a better choice than your opponents?
I got hairy legs. Hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. In the sun. I got hairy legs.
Yeah, man.
Watch the hair come back up again.
I forgot what the best chance to win.
What time is that thing?
It's only 60 seconds, not up yet.
Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys, a bad crew.
Michael, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I really was the only white guy that really knew. He said, I'll meet you outside. And I said, what am I going to do? Corn Pop, he can't stop. Corn Pop.
That's fine, thank you.
So I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women whores, gays, lesbians. You can release women from those agreements immediately.
Maybe they didn't like the joke I told.
Are you willing to release them?
Release them. These agreements were made consensually.
Yeah. I'm the only person on this stage that's
got hairy legs.
Seriously?
Hairy legs.
We got other issues we're trying to get to.
Here's the last point I want to, my time's going to run out. Here's the last point I want to make to you.
I got hairy legs. Yeah.
We are a country where there are too many people that are obese.
I am scared.
Vice President Biden, I want to start with you. Why should anyone have faith that you're the one who can get this done now?
Because I'm the only one that...
You don't know. Stop.
You don't know what it adds up to.
Let's talk about math.
Let's talk about math.
Okay, so here's the math.
Coldplay is the best
fan. Can I respond to the...
Why am I stopping? No one else stops.
Okay.
Joe said it right.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Look, I think it's important that on day one... Day one, I have more hair than anyone else.
I got hair. You heard what I said. I was a pretty darn good life coach. I learned a lot.
We let this get out of control.
Been down in Mayfield with my grandpa. We used to play basketball with a corn pop. And he sank every single shot. Corn pop, he can't stop. Corn pop, he won't stop. Yeah. Corn pop, he sank every shot.
Time is a thank you.
I'm not out of time. You spoke over time, and I'm going to talk. Here's the deal.
I got it.
Everybody vote if you can. For your favorite woman or man. You can stream this track from Japan to Finland.
Get the song here. Have a great day and a great life. And don't forget to wear a life jacket and play zone defense against Corn Pop.
I got hairy legs.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by... Go, you know the thing.
I guess that means I could say thing, damn it, and not get fined by the FCC. It's the Wednesday half hour out.
And here they are.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Please clap.
The thing punishment. The Wednesday happy hour with our friends... Jacqueline Tomlinson, Dana Delk from Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Dana and her bell peppers, or are they a different size this week?
They're grapefruits this week.
Wow.
Yes.
From bell peppers to grapefruits.
There's two grapefruits in there.
Yes.
Wow.
I know. They're getting big.
grapefruits.
She can't.
They're getting big. I'm getting big.
I was going to say she can't belly up to the bar, but she literally can.
Yeah, well, that's all. And so, like, rain jackets aren't actually stretchy. Yeah. And so, like, the belly is just getting wet. Just is what it is. It won't zip.
It's so exciting.
Oh, the good old days.
To watch this miracle occur.
Yes.
We have to start. I mean, it's just amazing.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
The Dow finished up 1,172 points. The second biggest gain ever, which was Monday. Yesterday there was that dip. Brent kind of explained that. Some people took profits and stuff. Oh, here's a, this is even more important than the breaking news on the Dow. It's a note from Cooter who says, I love all of your shows, but especially when the girls are there.
Thanks, aww. Cooter.
Cooter's a sweetheart.
I certainly love Wednesdays a lot more.
Yes.
When you guys are here. No, you'll straighten me out and slap me around if I need it.
That's accurate.
Sometimes I enjoy it. But
so true. That's
and today I have news to share. I think I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that Goose had gone on a date.
Yes.
And I said, how did it go? And she said, went pretty well. I have not asked a nosy question since. Now, we've been in the process of making plans to celebrate her benchmark birthday next week.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, today I went shopping online and I found the cutest silly Goose card.
Stop.
Yeah. The card was $4. To get it here on time cost $30.
I believe it.
Well, I mean, I should have thought of it a little bit sooner. But and her mom had set something up, some kind of Saturday night celebration. But on the night of her birthday, there's a, have you ever been to Chef Adrienne's down there?
Mm-hmm. Is that where you're going?
I believe that's where we're going.
Hmm.
And I was kind of getting...
It's a nice choice.
I was getting a vibe on her text like, well, you know, I'm not 12 anymore, and I may actually have something of my own I want to. So today she reveals that it's getting pretty serious.
Watch out. I'm going to message her and be like, I need a name, date of birth, and social security number, please.
And look... Here's what I know. Here's what I believe. She meant what she said on April 7th, 2 years ago. And, you know, when he pulled his stuff.
Shenanigans.
Yeah. I know that the hardest part, even though she was able to see clearly, you know, better now than, you know, 5 or 10 years
absolutely.
Down the road.
Absolutely.
But her heart was still there. And when, you know, because there was another woman and because they had mutual friends, it was hard for her to not know what was happening. I don't know where that relationship is at. My fundamental belief is that cheaters who meet, generally, that ends badly at some point. I don't wish it. It's just at some point.
It's just how it goes. Well, if you'll cheat on one person, you'll cheat on the next.
That's right.
A leopard doesn't change its spots.
They should have a special exhibit for them at the zoo. Well, they do have leopards, but not his kind. Hmm. Anyway, so I'm very excited about this because I know it's not... 2 years is not rebound.
No. Year I think that that's a significant amount of time to wait.
Well, and the thing is like, I hate to say it, they weren't married for like... that long.
I mean, you know, for a it's while, like, though.
You know, but I think it's only a rebound, you know, where they say it takes like half the time that you were together.
You know, as a dad, yeah, I'm going to try and tell this little story here without getting emotional. When I was down there at Christmas, she was mentioning about a Mother's Day event that she, a dinner she had cooked and had at the house with her mom and his mom and all that. And I thought, I mean, that's such a great little wifely thing to do. And how much she was really invested in his family.
Mm-hmm.
And when it ended, she didn't hear a word from any of them except his sister.
Yeah. So does this guy, do we have a first name?
I don't have any name.
Just the guy.
Yeah. I don't know how old he is.
I'm asking.
Well,
I can't?
She'll
she'll know?
if she knows I'm talking about this, she'll fly up and kill me.
I'll just look on.
Or she'll listen to the program to see what you said.
I'll just look on the Facebook and
see if there's anything on the Facebook.
I'll go investigating.
You know how to.
I'll find it.
While you're way into this kind of information.
If it's out there, Dana and I will find it.
True that. We are very experienced
investigators, stalkers. So we talked about it a little bit this morning because it was a significant election. I think Jeff Sessions should drop out.
Yeah, like, whoa.
That wasn't just a rebuke. That was a bitch slap for the people.
It really was.
Who have not forgotten that we all had to listen to 2 years of a Russian hoax from the media because you betrayed him on your first day.
And I don't think it would be quite so bad had his commercials not, which in everyone's commercials pushed, like, how they were in line with Trump, you know, but his commercials were like, you know, who was the first senator to, like, stand up for Trump and blah, blah, blah.
The
but then, like,
on.
Trump's like, no.
It's really
not having it.
It's really strange to analyze the spots. We had so many of them on the station because every political candidate wants to talk to this audience because it's the best profile of any audience.
I am sad that Jessica Taylor didn't go a little further.
Me too.
But because, like, okay, she's like sitting around in her first campaign meeting and she's like, all right, guys, whatever happens, I'm going to need a flamethrower.
Yeah.
We're going to need to work that in somewhere.
Yeah.
Like,
no matter what happens,
that's my
kind of
girl, right?
That was my favorite spot, and she did come so close.
I liked her a lot.
Like 7,000, what, like 6 or 7,000 votes?
No, 700
votes. 700 votes?
Yeah. I was like, girl power.
I know,
girl
but like,
power.
That's my kind of girl.
Hot girl power, too.
Yeah,
like,
she's attractive. She's smart.
Like, I will use a flamethrower in my campaign.
Gutsy.
We're gonna fit it in somewhere.
And she was super, like, cool
in.
With it. She was like,
right?
You know, maybe we should do the next Delk and Tomlinson ad. Flamethrowers.
Colin, see how we can get flamethrowers.
I'm gonna
see how we can just like fit flamethrowers into our business.
If I get a flamethrower, I can do it with sound effects here.
Yeah, but we need to call her people because
no, I
like
need
the
a
little,
real flamethrower.
The little, you know, Delk and Tomlinson.
I need a real flamethrower.
We'll
flame
put
thrower.
The flame in your marriage out.
No.
But no, that doesn't make sense because then we have the flamethrower.
People are supposed to call you in the
but
flame.
But she went,
We will burn your marriage apart.
We will burn those bridges. if anybody has any ideas of how we can obtain a flamethrower for our next commercial,
let me work on that for y'all before you go with that campaign.
Somebody
got a little farther
us,
to go.
I'm remembering this. I could be having a Joe Biden moment now, but I'm remembering a listener calling and saying it's legal to purchase flamethrowers.
See, I feel like I would like make a flame. I mean,
we
I don't
did
know.
A
I feel like you'd have
conundrum.
To make a flamethrower.
Well, we did a conundrum on that.
Okay, where does one buy a flamethrower?
I think they're legal in almost all except a couple states.
Right. I'm going to Google, and then the FBI is going to be like, why do you want a flamethrower?
For our next commercial.
Well, obviously, Jessica Taylor's got one.
I know, so they're legal here.
I'm just saying, when you get that one.
48 or 49 states, they're legal in. That was the legal.
Flamethrower for sale.
How much do those run us?
Apparently, only $285 on Amazon.
That is a screaming deal.
The big flamethrowers, though, are like $2,000.
But, like, what size do we need? I feel like a...
Well, but you got to make a statement. I feel like if it's a flamethrower, like, it can't be like a dinky flamethrower. That doesn't make the statement. You got to have, like, the big kind like she had. I wonder if you could rent a flamethrower. Does anyone out there have a flamethrower?
This one comes from your hand.
By the way, I just received a notice from Mademoiselle Goose. She is not ready for the family meeting of the...
Okay.
All right.
But I said, do you want to spend your birthday evening with him because we can do lunch?
Is she ready to disclose his name and birthday to Delk and Tomlinson? Is she ready for that?
It's true. We are going to have do some background
research. Can you ask her just to simply text message me? A first initial last name and date of birth would suffice if she wasn't quite ready to give me his full name.
You know what? Then I'm going to be in that famous line from All in the Family. I wouldn't be so mad if you didn't tell me what I didn't want to know or something like that.
I'm just saying.
Archie goes nosing around meathead stuff and comes up with a poem that he claimed he wrote for Gloria, but wrote for some other girl. And basically, he gave her a used poem.
I'm just saying, we can find out some things if necessary. Dana's over here still Googling flamethrowers.
You can get one from the Prepper Gun Shop, okay? It's your one-stop shop to prep for the apocalypse. And fire extinguisher sold separately.
Fire extinguisher. We have a fire extinguisher that would be
very,
though.
I feel like that would be a very important
yes.
concurrent purchase if you didn't. I mean, I feel like that would be very important. It's legal and legal to own and easy to use with napalm.
Oh, wow. Thank God.
She didn't need a fire extinguisher. She just simply went.
I am zeroing in on the Live in Fear Doppler, and, man, there is a, it's like a spreadsheet of red cell thunderstorms that reaches all the way back into southeastern Mississippi. So we're going to be going through some downpours, and many people are going to be getting water in their homes, low-lying areas. That, I mean, we've had almost, in many areas, almost 20 inches of rain so far this year, which is extraordinary. Last year, we didn't have that much for the whole year, and this year, we've already passed that total.
We are not flooding.
Some people will find their flooring gets damaged, and it happens. It happened in my old neighborhood. I was lucky. I picked out a place that was kind of up on a hill, but I know that the homes that were near the entrance to our little piece of heaven in Bellwood West got water inside. If that happens to you, and I'm just doing this because we have more rain coming today, and again, at least half the day tomorrow, Georgia Floors Direct is better equipped to help you swap out the old and put in the new than anybody else. They've been doing that for years for people who've had flooding damage or flooring ruined because the water just didn't drain quickly enough. And of course, if you just need new flooring like I do in my bedroom, it's only been a year since the great bathtub flood of 2019. I think it's time I stopped by there and picked out a remnant for my room. I should bring you guys over there because
we would help.
Your taste is so recherché.
We would help.
What does that even mean?
That means top notch.
Can you spell it?
Nah, I learned it from the Three Stooges. Rosie, would you look it up? It's very recherché. I could even find it. I remember.
We would be more than happy to help you come pick out your new flooring.
Maybe Cooter will come up with it. But that is a big warehouse full of lots of choices and a great team of people who are especially prepared if you have kind of an emergency situation going on. Remember, Georgia Floors Direct, a flooring destination on the boulevard across from Lowe's.
What'll it be, Joe?
Coffee and apple pie. Yeah, whoa, Madge, what was that?
The lights? Oh, they always dim when the dishwasher turns on.
You should call Crosby Electric.
You think?
Overloaded circuits at your business can be dangerous. The experts at Crosby Electric can upgrade your electrical service to safely handle the load. And they can add receptacles where needed to eliminate overuse of extension cords.
Yeah, Madge, I'd like to pay you. The problem is it's so dark in here, I can't read my bill.
No, the problem is you're cheap.
Well, that's a problem, too.
Effective, attractive lighting is essential for any business. Crosby Electric can help with a new lighting scheme that will give your business a fresh, exciting look. And they can recommend outdoor lighting for greater safety and security.
That'll be $4.50 for the coffee and pie, Joe.
Well, don't I get anything for recommending Crosby Electric?
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Don't put off essential electrical upgrades for your business. Call 272-2085 or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Resolve to increase your comfort and reduce your energy bills with a new Carrier system during AC by Lou Choir's New Year's resolution sale. Save up to 25% off a new Carrier system when you turn to the experts at Lou Choir. Plus, you can get a one-year maintenance agreement and 10-year parts and labor warranty. Visit acbylouchoir.com today. That's acbylouchoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
84417.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit WinCreek.com for complete rules.
At Simple Mobile, you get the no-contract advantage. Unlimited talk and text plus 5 gigabytes of high-speed data for $30 a month. Just $30 a month on a 5G-ready network and no contract. That's our best deal ever. Learn more at SimpleMobile.com. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple.
Limited time offer ends 4/30/20. Standard high-speed data allotment on all redemptions thereafter. 5G-capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 1 month equals 30 days, plus taxes and fees. See terms and conditions at simplemobile.com.
Hey, it's Flo with a super weird word, nightgown. If you ask me, it sounds less like clothes you wear to bed and more like things you say to your clothes. Good night, capri pants, sleep tight sweaters, nightgown. We've got a big day tomorrow. Now a weird word I just made up, flotection. It sounds like great protection for your new home through me and Progressive, and that's because it is. I said good night, capri pants. Go to sleep.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, with coronavirus tips, here's Neil Diamond.
Wash your hands. Keep washing your hands. Don't touch your eyes, nose, or mouth. Don't touch me, I won't touch you.
Coronavirus songs than any other news talk station in America. That's the first of three. So you like that Biden thing that we opened with today?
I thought that was fun.
Yeah. That's going to play again. Remind me, please, Rosie, at 5:25 in our silly segment. Give another run in case you missed it. Then after that, we will put it on Facebook. We did the straw polls on both races, the ones that were of significant interest here. Ale to the Republican nomination and the Senate. Our straw poll on the Senate was pretty reflective of the outcome. A lot of support for Tommy Tuberville, and the rest was kind of split between Bradley Byrne and Jeff Sessions. And I'm already getting propaganda, this from Numbers USA, and it's got Jeff Sessions, true reformer, blah, 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 and all these green check marks on all the immigration issues that he is solid on. Tommy Tuberville, well, there's not much there, but Tommy Tuberville's been a football coach and hasn't really had a chance to vote on a lot of this stuff. You know, I made the point yesterday. Our founding fathers set this country up for farmers and blacksmiths and general store guys to go to D.C. every so often, you know, pass whatever laws were necessary at the time, and it's turned into career politicians.
Yeah.
That's what makes Joe Biden such a bad joke. He's been there for 50 years. What's he done?
Nothing. And his wife has to fight his battles for him.
His wife doesn't...
God, that was so weird.
Oh.
Did that not feel awkward? Were y'all watching that? Yeah. Like, when it happened? I was watching it when it happened, and it felt awkward.
Is that where he got confused between
his wife
and his sister?
Well, no, I mean, yes, that was awkward too. But I think really maybe they did, like, switch on him, like, behind him. I mean, that was a gaffe, but I think they really did, like, swap on him behind him. But no, I'm talking about when the protesting dairy came in and, like, came, like, rushing the stage. They, like, his wife protected him.
I think I have.
She like attacked that person.
Let's watch the YouTube video and we can all decide. This is going to work, right? This piece of, I'm still waiting for the new computer you promised me 2 weeks ago, boss. So I could play Twitter videos and all kinds of stuff.
They don't call Super Tuesday for nothing. By the way, this is my little sister, Valerie, and I'm Jill's husband. Oh, no, this is the... Val, you switched on me. This is my wife. This is my sister. They switched on me.
I think Danny has a point.
Yeah, I mean, I think they really
he's
did,
still
like,
a weird dude.
Like, cross behind him.
He's
but,
still delusional. Like,
but no, I'm telling you, so when the protester, like, came on,
yeah.
Joe's just like, what?
And like, she's like, I will fight you to
Joe
the death.
Joe has no idea what's going on, and this protester is like bowling in.
It's like a little girl,
to like
too.
His sister.
What was the protester protesting?
Something about milk.
Dairy.
Dairy?
Dairy.
Let
the dairy,
dairy die.
Let dairy die.
Oh, a Joaquin Phoenix fan.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's, so, but then, like, Joe doesn't do anything. I mean, Joe's just like, huh? And then his sister, like, kind of, like, ties up with her. And then I guess it's somebody in his campaign, like, a woman, okay, ends up getting her off, like, wrestling her off the stage.
Jill Biden went after her, though.
But anyway, but the point was, is, like, Biden wasn't like, oh, here, honey, let me protect you. Like, Jill was protecting him. It was weird.
I just think that, I mean...
It's weird.
I just don't see the Democrats pulling it out. I mean, if
Joe would rather, Biden... I would rather Joe than Bernie.
But what I'm saying is, like, if Joe Biden is the best you got, like, I'll see you in 4 years. Like, there's no way. I don't think Biden can beat a Trump ticket.
I don't think
Bernie can either, but I mean, even if Biden has the best running mate possible, there's no way.
I think it's going to be grueling when they debate.
It's going to be hysterical.
Trump will eat them for lunch.
I'm going to be enjoying this.
I don't know. I think maybe Biden also has an issue with the veneers.
Yeah.
Have you noticed like how he talks?
And he's got so much work done around his eyes.
He has, and he's had it done since he left vice presidency.
That he can't blink.
Like, I think
I know a little bit about that.
I think some of it is the dementia, but I think some of it is like he's like trying to like talk over like nice white porcelain horse teeth.
Yeah, it's like George Washington fake wooden teeth.
Yeah, and I think there's like a lisp there that really bothers
and
me.
And there's a disconnect from his brain to his mouth.
We hold these truths to be self-evident.
I know, but I think the veneers...
All men and women created by
another like
half second. You know the thing.
You know the thing.
The thing from another constitution.
You know,
it's like, come on,
one.
Joe.
But I don't know. He's better than Bernie. I mean,
remember
like,
the kissing
at
the
least,
granddaughter?
At least,
remember the kissing the granddaughter picture?
But at least Joe Biden will have, like, good handlers. I mean, you know, people who are, like, actually running the White House because we know he can't. I don't know.
Like, who's going to be his running mate? Like, who?
At least he won't have us in bread lines. I'm just saying.
At least we won't be in the bread and cheese line with my social written on my arm.
Yeah, Bernie's like, we want Sweden. I'm like, so did Venezuela.
I don't think it will be the woman who said
fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
No.
Well, she's more like Bernie than she is Biden.
This is true.
Amy Klobuchar is more like Biden.
And I liked her.
Frau Klobuchar.
I liked her from a distance.
She's more.
Amy Klobuchar?
Yeah.
She's.
But, you know, I also liked little Pete up until he showed his little rear end on that debate, and I was like, no, you little bully.
I think you'll see little Pete again.
Yeah, Pete got promised something, which is quid pro quo. Like, he got promised something for something.
Of course they got promised something.
Just gonna
the
give you
gun
a
thing.
You know?
He's gonna be in charge of getting rid of the guns.
I would be interested to see what the South Carolina senator got.
You know what? He's gonna be in charge of
how
nothing because they're not gonna win the election. Like, he's gonna
that's true.
He's gonna be unemployed is what he's gonna be.
Yeah. Did I mention the market went up 1,100 points?
You did.
That's twice in a week. That economy is looking pretty good. It is 3:34. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll see if this unbelievable rain has led to a bunch of wrecks. Let's start with that.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We got an accident on I-65 northbound just past the Northern Boulevard. It's causing a slowdown on 65 northbound. Back behind the Northern Boulevard, folks trying to get off the Northern Boulevard to go 65 northbound. They're backing up a little bit there, too. Please use caution in the area. Watch out for emergency vehicles. 85 north and southbound out of downtown. Not looking too bad. We've got a high volume of traffic on the interstate so this afternoon, so please be careful. East South Boulevard, very congested, as well as the East Boulevard, Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway. The 31s outbound are congested at the lights. please use caution. Buckle up and slow down this afternoon. This rain is going to be with us all the way through the drive home. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Shoe Carnival, Cato, Sally Beauty, and more. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
By the way, relationship, divorce issues, custody, family law, these are all within the expert wheelhouse of Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson. And those calls are welcome at 272-9228. Weezer is on the line. Hey, Weezy.
Weezer.
Hello.
Weezy.
Hello.
Got nothing.
Nothing there.
Is everything, the buttons are crunched? All right, I'm going to put them back on hold. And we'll talk to Ken.
Mm-hmm. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, this backup on 65 is a real thing, up on 65 North, coming off of North Boulevard.
All right, so if you're going on to 65 northbound off Northern Boulevard?
Yeah, it's about 15 miles an hour as soon as you cross the river.
Okay.
Heading north.
Right.
Hey, but the reason I called...
I knew there had to be something more than a wreck. Come on.
Yeah. I still got some connections in Washington with guys that I worked with in the military, and you know, they work with people who work with people kind of scenario. And there's some underground rumors going around that the reason that Pete dropped out so quick is that there's going to be a VP nod for him.
It's a weak ticket.
And he's going to be the on Biden.
Weak ticket. I even like Pete, and I wouldn't vote for him if I was Democrat.
But it kind of makes sense if you look at the initial polls and elections that were done in the primaries, that Pete did so well, but he dropped out so quick. And it makes me think that there was a reason that he dropped so quick.
He was a flash in the pan.
Well, there was nothing there. I mean, what did he do? South Bend, Indiana, that's not even the biggest city in Indiana. I don't even know if it's 3 or 4. It's a college town. And being the mayor of a college town doesn't make you remotely qualified to run an entire country. He was trying to do what Obama did with being a person of color and see if being gay couldn't tap into America's guilt over not having a gay president, although you could make the case to Buchanan.
I'm pretty sure we probably have had a gay president.
Buchanan, number 15.
There you go.
I think he was probably about as qualified as Palin was, but again, it's something to put on the ticket to
Palin
make a draw.
Palin was a governor with a high approval rating.
And she's legit. She can see Russia from her house.
That was a Saturday Night Live line.
I know.
She never said that.
I know.
She was hot. That's
I
what
really,
really
liked her. I liked her.
The reason she got attacked so viciously is that she put old man McCain over the hump against Obama, and the media wasn't going to stand for that. So they set out to destroy her pronto.
Exactly.
I can't.
Anyway, just sharing you what I've heard.
Hey, we appreciate it. Tommy.
Hey, if you go back and play the gaffe of Biden talking about how we're all created equal.
This one, hold on.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by you know the thing.
Yes.
You know, the whole issue there is it that you have an older Biden that is so afraid of not being politically correct, he's starting to stumble himself up because he can't acknowledge there's a God. Their party will not acknowledge it.
They booed God in 2012.
They're exactly. And it reminds you of that Reagan joke about communism where he says, how's the potato crop? You know, if we stacked all the potatoes end to end, they'd reach all the way up to heaven and God himself. He says, there's no God in the Soviet Union. That's okay. There's no potatoes either.
Reagan was a witty man.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
It's 3:40.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market update for the new year. First, it was a great year for us at the Goodson Group, and I want to thank our clients for making that possible. Second, the updated market report is out, and here it is. MLS tells us that there were over 6,700 sales in 2019. The average selling price for a home last year was $175,000. Houses in the River region sold faster last year than in previous years. Over 50% of the homes sold in the first 60 days. First-time homebuyers were the number one source of home sales for us and MLS as a whole. 40% of sales were to people who had never owned a home in the past. For a detailed report, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The Goodson Group, 551-0225.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer. Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
News is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Chilton County Forest Ranger died in a wreck while on duty Tuesday afternoon. State troopers say James Hall died when his truck left the road, hit a tree, and then caught fire in Elmore County near Titus. The cause of the crash is under investigation. Alabama voters overwhelmingly rejected a proposal to replace the elected state school board with a commission appointed by the governor. The vote was 75% no to 25% yes. Governor Ivey supported this proposal leading up to Election Day. And the Republican race for Senate will now head to a runoff between Tommy Tuberville and Jeff Sessions. Tuberville had 32% of the vote, with Sessions right behind at 31%. That runoff election is March 31st. The winner will face incumbent Democratic Senator Doug Jones. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with the rain and storms yet. In fact, showers and thunderstorms are likely tonight and through tomorrow morning, with locally heavy downpours at times. Some storms strong, possibly severe. Damaging wind gusts are possible. The low temperature tonight will drop to about 51. Tomorrow, look for the rain to end by about, let's say, lunchtime. The sun is back out on Friday. Friday's high is 62. Looks like a beautiful weekend shaping up with plenty of sunshine. We'll be teasing 70 degrees by Sunday. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts. Get it on your phone now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASC and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Shake, shake, shake my hand, please. This coronavirus. Don't touch, touch, touch me ever. I don't want to die. Stay back, 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 everyone. Don't want to get sick. Wear a mask, mask, mask when you're out. It's a pandemic. It's worldwide, so I'm staying inside. No, I won't get the virus. It's a demand. You better wash your hands. Or you'll get corona. Silly me, I'm trapped in Italy. Lots of hand sanitizer. It's worldwide, so I'm staying inside. Achoo!
That's an old Harry Belafonte song, or as Archie Bunker once called him on an episode of All in the Family, Harvey Belafonte.
So, Greg, you know more than I do. When will Joe Biden announce his running mate? Is that... I mean, he's got to do it before convention, right? Because, like, you got to know.
Who's waiting in the weeds?
She can't. She'll kill him. Amy Hansen and I had this conversation this morning. She will kill him off and become president. He's not that stupid.
Well, there's a hilarious... when there was a rumor that Bloomberg was going to pick her, there was a double headline, Mimi. Timeline said Bloomberg Clinton ticket wins, you know, the newspaper dated November 4th, 2020. Below it is a paper dated November 5th. President-elect suffers massive gunshot wound in the back or something.
Taken out.
Yeah, before even being sworn in.
His mortality rate would certainly increase. I mean, like the chances of him dying just went, like, if he picked Hillary, would go up exponentially.
Speaking of memes.
Meme?
I had one on my page that came close to setting a record for a non-familial share. And let me scroll down to it. It was a tweet.
So, like, but we don't know, like, when he has to announce, like, a running mate?
Well, I don't know if
this... Does anybody know, like, how that works?
I don't know if it'll be pre-convention or if they'll wait.
At convention.
Probably, yeah. All right, here it is. And this is a legit tweet from the expert in coronavirus, Chelsea Clinton, who says, Trump has left the U.S. dangerously underprepared to face a public health crisis like a coronavirus outbreak. And she's going to explain on CNN, the most trustworthy network, right? There was a reply to her tweet that said, so far, more people in the U.S. have died trying to testify against your mother than have died from coronavirus. Look at that, 617 shares.
Wow.
Whoa. I mean, and then there's another GIF just below that with somebody holding a bottle of truth serum trying to give Hillary a spoonful. Open the hangar. Do you ever have to do that with...
Yeah, he's like a real poop sometimes when it comes to... But we've tricked him, the master of trickery here with a child. So we've lied to our child, and he thinks that the Tylenol or the Motrin in the syringe is candy. So I do reverse psychology on him, and I'm like, no, Steven, you can't have any candy. That's mommy and daddy's. And I go over to Jared, and I pretend to, like, give Jared some... of the candy.
Psychological warfare.
Right. I mean, I'm brutal. I'm a savage. And he's like, no, daddy, my candy. And I'm like, no, Steven, this is mommy and daddy's candy. And then he wants it. And I'm like, all right, here you go.
By syringe, do you mean a, like, squirt thing?
Yeah, or? Like the little, it's a syringe without a needle. It's how you give them to when they're a baby.
Right.
But he can't, he's like on the cusp of being able to, like, take it out of the little cup. Mm. So I still put it in the syringe. Without the needle on it. It comes with, like, the
infant. It's the full medicine syringe.
The medicine syringe. Well,
that's how we get Manchewini.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You put it out in his little mouth and you just squeeze it in there. But it is definitely, definitely psychological warfare.
By the way, you just mentioned the word savage. And when I talk about you and your firm and the work you do, I always reference a couple of things. One, I never see you guys have to look up anything. The knowledge you have when people ask questions is readily there. But it's the feeling that I got your back, you know, that sense of protection, that legal savage.
Well,
thanks. Would that be inappropriate to say?
Well, no, because we do. Like, when people come in and have a consultation with us and they choose to retain us, we're always going to be straight shooters with you. So how strong or how weak your case is discussed from day one. I mean, and we'll tell you, like, listen, here's the law, here's your facts, and this is how we feel. Either you have a good case in the middle or a bad case. So you always know where you stand. And so that's how we just have a conversation with
people. Even if you don't want to know.
Yeah. I mean, we'll tell people, like, hey, I'll take your money, but I don't think you have a snowball's chance in, you know, on winning. But
it's called the truth.
Yeah. I mean, if we believe in your case, we believe in your case, and we're gonna have your back because we think it's the right thing to do.
By the way, they specialize in representing men in matters of divorce, but I personally know three women who have retained them and spoken not just as much about your legal wisdom as that partnership and going through the process, which is so important, that level of support. If you need to consult on a divorce, 819-4810 is the number for Delkin Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I just made Dana happy. Weezer's back after a long absence.
Oh, well, my home phone sometimes hangs up on me. I'm in the car now.
Oh.
We got to go eat some Mexican.
At 3:50?
Where are you going?
The one in Wetumpka. Mm. That used to be about 10 other restaurants. The big one.
30 Mexican.
The big one.
Yeah.
I got to get up to Wetumpka. Larry Stevens has been.
Oh, we got so many new restaurants.
Yeah, it's a happening place. Plus, yeah, the gallery. I've actually been offered a membership in the gallery.
Uh huh.
Woohoo.
Well, hey, speaking of gallery.
Yeah.
The weirdest thing happened last night. I was surfing channels looking for something, and I came across this movie. And it was all black cast, and it was a scene in the church, and they were singing gospel music. Mm-hmm. And the words they were singing were, I ain't nowhere's tired.
Oh.
No one told me the road would be easy.
Yeah.
That's a song.
It's a poem. Yeah, it's a poem.
Wow.
Poem.
That blew me away. A poem. I'd like to read the whole thing. If I just put those words in Google, will it come up?
Well, yeah, Hillary chose to quote that, but did it this way. Listen.
Come and listen to my story about a woman candidate. She was talking civil rights in the Alabama state. She shocked a congregation when she opened up her mouth, and out come an accent from the deep end of the South.
I don't feel no ways tired.
She was playing to the crowd with a silly southern drawl, but she works up in New York and that ain't really south at all. You'll know just where she's speaking when she opens up her throat. She'll master every dialect just to win your vote.
Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe
he... Oh, God. Between her and Elizabeth Warren, I don't know who has a more drastic and direct effect on males. Okay, we'll be polite there at 3:53. Heavy rain expected to continue. We'll update the Live in Fear Doppler. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson in the house at 3:53 along with Rosie, and we'll be right back.
Quick question. When you leave work, who do you trust to clean up after you? Are they consistent, efficient, on time? And have they been cleaning here for over 30 years? If you answered no to any of those questions, then it's time to go to JannyKingCleans.com and switch to Janie King, the king of clean, for a cleaner office, medical facility, school, building, church, venue, and even stadiums. Go to JannyKingCleans.com now and make the switch today. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janie King, the king of clean.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
It's time for some straight talk. Some choices don't require a brain, like getting the new iPhone 11 with the ultra-wide camera. Do you want an expensive plan with a contract or an affordable plan with no contract? Like I said, a no-brainer.
Why pay more for the same network? Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get a plan that's up to half the cost of big carriers. All on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Best Friends Pet Resort on Wetumpka Highway for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Traffic is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they're consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedmanusa.com for a free quote.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are still busy all around the boulevard, especially East South Boulevard, Troy Highway, Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway outbound. Eastern Boulevard, we've got some congestion around the Atlanta Highway, Wears Ferry Road over to the Wetumpka Highway. I-85 north and southbound out of Montgomery looking pretty good. I-65 southbound is fine, but I-65 northbound, we've still got that accident in place just past the Northern Boulevard that's causing some woe. A little bit of trouble for folks that are merging from the Northern Boulevard onto 65 northbound. Got a little bit of a backup there. Use caution and watch out for emergency vehicles as you head through there. The rain stays with us. It's going to be an ugly afternoon. We will keep you updated at Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. Toyota RAV4s are as low as $189 per month with approved credit. There's a great selection of RAV4s and more at Reinhardt Used Car Super Center. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Action, adrenaline, big wrecks, and bigger laughs. The SLE Rodeo is bringing the best in PRCA bucking stock and entertainment by hometown rodeo clown Trent McFarland. Join us at Garrett Coliseum March 19th through the 21st. Learn more at slerodeo.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Tear up the front page. Stand by for a scoop. Stop the presses. Copy boy. Copy boy. Stop the presses.
All right, we're going to throw Rosie into her old... I don't want to say her old newswoman days because that sounds like she's an old newswoman, which she is not. But that's how she started in the business with the great Larry Stevens, almost said Larry King. I'm turning into Joe Biden. I got to stop putting the man down because the thing is getting revenge on me. Anyway, you just came across an article about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the people that she gave all that money to apparently did not have a Super Tuesday.
No, it says AOC aligned progressive candidates fall flat. AOC aligned progressive candidates fall flat in Super Tuesday contests. The Democratic establishment, on the other hand, could breathe a sigh of relief after three primary challengers from Texas and California underperformed in highly anticipated contests against longtime Democratic incumbents and establishment darlings.
By the way, I read an article this afternoon. There are 9 seats that could flip red in California based on last night's primary and the combination where in districts where Republican total votes exceeded Democrats. That's encouraging, too. Maybe they just about had it with that kind of crap out there, huh?
We can only hope.